Welcome to Believing Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Well, good morning. Thanks for joining for Believing Together. And we want to kind of wrap up our just little brief couple day comments, not even a study, just some comments on the life of Zacchaeus, an interesting man that is really only mentioned in the book of Luke. And as we were given great insight about this and what's going on, we've just tried to pick out just a few of the lessons. We could spend a lot more time on that. But I wanted to, in Luke chapter 19, where it deals with Zacchaeus. We dealt with verse 8 yesterday, how Zacchaeus dropped his resentment and made restoration to those he had done wrong when he began his relationship with Jesus Christ. But in verse 9, after Zacchaeus had told Jesus, this is what I want to do to make things right. In verse 9, it says, and Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. Jesus looks at Zacchaeus and he says, today, this day, salvation has come to this house. This day, this house. And what's interesting here, the reason salvation had come to Zacchaeus' house that day is because Jesus came to Zacchaeus' house that day. Jesus is salvation. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus Christ. When he came to his house, salvation came to his house. And as I looked at that passage, it reminded me, as Jesus said, this day, this house. It reminded me how blessed I am. And if you're listening this morning and you've been saved by the grace of God, how blessed you and I are to be able to say, on this day, Jesus came to my house. You know, there was a lot of people there that day in Jericho where this story took place. There was a whole lot of people there. In fact, there were so many people that Zacchaeus couldn't even get a glimpse of Jesus. So Zacchaeus had to go way ahead of that crowd and get up in a tree so that when the crowd got to where he was, he could see over them just to get a glimpse of Jesus. And here's what's interesting. All those people there that day, but Jesus ended up at one house, and that was Zacchaeus's. And salvation came to one person's house that day. That was Zacchaeus. Out of all those people, how blessed Zacchaeus was that Jesus saw him. Jesus spoke to him. Jesus knew him. Jesus came to him. I don't know if you've ever thought about it, but it's a picture of salvation. Zacchaeus, the Bible says, couldn't get to Jesus because of the press. He couldn't even see him. And that press means the press of the crowd. So Zacchaeus couldn't get to where Jesus was. So the Bible says that Jesus came to Zacchaeus. And that's a picture of salvation for us. We couldn't get to God. We couldn't get to him. So Jesus came to us. And what's interesting is that although Zacchaeus had never met Jesus, Jesus knew his name, and he knows your name. He knows your DNA. He knows everything about you. And dear friend, I want you to know that you and I should be blessed today that salvation has come to our house, my house. This is personal. It was that day, and it was his house, and Jesus was there. How blessed. And may I say this, a lot of people there that day were around Jesus, but probably there was a lot of them that never truly believed in him. They were just following the show. But Zacchaeus, the one chance he got, he made the most of it. And you know, I don't know how long you and I will be able to hear the truth, but dear friend, if you have heard the truth and you've never put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you don't know how many chances you will get. May I say, the Bible says, this day is the day of salvation. Now is the day of salvation. Now, right now. And dear friend, if you don't know you're saved, you ought to get right on your knees right now and say, Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I don't know about you, but I'm glad and thankful that Jesus came to my house and that salvation came to me. I want to encourage you today. Let's be grateful. If you're listening to this podcast and it's because you're a saved individual and you're just getting a little instruction from God's word during the day, it means that you've been blessed, that you heard the truth, that Jesus came by your way and somebody said something to you and somebody told you the truth and taught you the truth. Verse 10, as Jesus draws a close to this story, he says this, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost." And that's the point of the entire story. Jesus sought Zacchaeus. Jesus saved Zacchaeus because Zacchaeus was lost. And Jesus is seeking you. He wants to save you. And that's what he does. He came to seek and to save those which are lost. And I don't know about you, I'm blessed that salvation is in my house. God bless you. Thanks for listening today. We'll talk with you next time here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.